You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coogan Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in Dubai here for the Prebellum opening show, defending and successfully defending his world title, Sonny Edwards against Jason Mamat. First of all, how's the head?
I look like that emoji, don't I? Yeah, I mean, we had a clash of heads in the second, just coming together. We were both trying to work in between the gaps, but yeah, nothing intentional. He was getting a bit frustrated, hitting me behind the back of the head after the bell, after the break a couple of times. But if I fought me, I'd get frustrated too. So I have a lot of respect for Jason, and I hope he comes again. Hope he gets more opportunities. You know what I mean? He's a good fighter. Do you know what I mean? He's a good fighter. I'm just a great fighter, in my humble opinion.
Sorry, because obviously it happened quite early on in the fight. I mean, what kind of effect did you say, or would you say it had for the rest of the fight?
Very little. Paul Weir in my corner, first time working with him, won't be the last. Did a fantastic job. Fantastic job. I weren't worried. The blood stopped streaming down. I think it started again near the end. I think it opened up a little bit more near the end. But yeah, fantastic job by Paul. I weren't worried. Like, you know what I mean? You get wet when you go swimming. And there was generally in the second round, there was blood just pouring into my eye. But that doesn't... You know what I mean? My opponent's not going to feel sorry for me, so I can't feel sorry for myself. I just kept my eyes open, even though I couldn't see at my right, and I was just looking down the line of my left side and went to the back of the corner. And then after that, I kind of forgot about it. So, yeah, little to no difference. But I was screaming like a bitch in the doctor's room. I fucking hate stitches. And they shaved my hairline a little bit up. So I've gone back. That's taken about 2 years of my life. That fight, not because of how hard it was, but it is what it is.
It was always deemed a bit of a dangerous mandatory, this, for you. So is there a sense of, not relief, because you were comfortable, but just to kind of got this fight out of the way in a certain sense?
He was my mandatory. I didn't have my choice for opponent. If I wanted to be world champion still today, I had to fight him. So, yeah, I knew I was confident. The age I had over him and the maturity and the experience, I think, paid dividends. I mean, every time I wanted to let him have a little throw, most of the time he was missing. When I wanted to smother him, tie back, get on my range, I did that. I felt comfortable in there, Coogan. Genuinely, my last fight was Maruti. From the seventh round onwards, he was like someone was sitting on my chest. It was hard. That fight, I didn't really get out of first gear. I don't know how it looks outside, but everything was well within myself. I had more levels and more layers, but... Maybe I should have exerted a bit more, but when I tried to, kind of hurt my hands, you know what I mean? I got the cut and my corner shouting, don't hold your feet, you know what I mean? So I paid him for a reason. I got to listen to him to a certain degree, but yeah, I mean, I'm just buzzing. But like I said before, it's expected. I expected nothing less of myself.
It's not a case of me saying to you what's next, but I'm assuming a plan of yours is to attempt to unify.
I want to unify and I want the Ring Magazine number one. I want Martinez. Hopefully that bumped me up a little bit. Hopefully I'm free again. Or two. Don't know. Don't care. But I want to fight for the Ring Magazine. And he's the guy. So, I mean, I called him after the fight. My intentions are very clear. I cleaned up my mandatory. I've got a bit of leeway. I've got a voluntary next. So, let's get it. I want the belts. I want the big fights. I want the fights that people are excited about. Don't get me wrong. I know Martinez is a level above Mama in my eyes. But similar. Let's big shots when you're there, but Martin is a lot more ruthless, a lot more relentless, but a lot more wild. And I think you see every time an opponent in front of me telegraphs their shot, which these big power punchers do, I always find a way to get out of the way of it. I went 12 rounds there and barely took a shot in my eyes, barely.
Is it a case of a personal mission against Martinez?
No, I mean, if someone else was number one and the way between the Ring Magazine, that'd be the first one. But don't get me wrong, it's the highest profile fight in the division. If Edwards Martinez got made today, tomorrow, next week, it would make a little splash around world boxing. There'd be a lot of talk. Seen Eddie Reynoso tweet me earlier saying I'm easy work for his boy, which must show their intention a little bit, but they haven't been in the ring with someone like me. They might think they have, but they haven't. Not remotely. I'm very hard to win a round against. Very hard. I'm very hard to hurt. Even harder.
Do you know your complete rounds winning to losing? Do you know that's that?
No, but I think the closest card I've ever had in the pro ring is 115, 113, and everyone was against Maruti. And everyone was in up in arms against that. Do you know what I mean? Everyone was complaining about that scorecard. I think the closest fight I've had on scorecards was either that or my Thomas Asamba fight. Yeah. I just win rounds.
Look, I'm going to let you crack on. It's quite late here in Dubai. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
I want to shout out Boxing Twitter, because I was told to. Give the fans what they want. But now I'm buzzing, you know. I want to thank Pro Bellum. This show has been out of this world. Coogan, you've been here. The setup, the media team, the promotion. They made me feel like a superstar. It really made me feel like a superstar. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, I've got the best management team in the world. Shout out them. I've got the best trainer team in the world. Shout out them. Grant, Pierce, Dalton as well. I mean, I got all my people around me and Levi, Lyndon, my brother. People come support me from the other side of the world. So I'm grateful. Yeah, Brad Foster as well. Big shout out to Brad. So nearly forgot him there. Helped me with sparring for my last few fights. Helped me for sparring for this fight. And come all this way, like I said, to support me. So massive shout out to them. I've got real people around me. I've got real good people around me as well. So I'm blessed. 17 and all. I only got 4 knockouts. We're working on that. I might go train. I might go do a camp with Reynoso. And I might start knocking people out then. We're blessed, man. We're blessed. It's like I said, boxing's not a burden to me. I enjoy this. I enjoy the fight. Even when it's not gone all my own way in there, I enjoy it. But yeah, go on. You can end it there, Cougs, if you're looking to get off.
You're right. If you want to speak more, you're allowed to speak more.
I mean, just happy, look. Make them all big, man. This ain't going nowhere anytime soon. Unless I choose to.
Hold it out, because people can't see it on that shot.
I don't know what the shot is.
Bigger than you. You
know what I mean? I'm champion of the world. Number one in the world. Never forget that. I've been telling them for a long time, Cougar. I've been telling them for a hell of a long time.
Sonny, congratulations. Successful defence of your IBF crown here in Dubai. Great show put on by Pro Bellum. Get home safe and listen, onwards and upwards for you.
Yeah. Card, can't wait to fight again. Didn't come out of anything too bad. My hand's a bit busted up and bruised, but what fighter goes 12 rounds and doesn't have a little some. So, yeah, I'm buzzing. Get back in the gym when I get back. Have a good Christmas. Spend time with my two sons, Bobby and Chance. I was on FaceTime to Chance just then. And he hung up so we could go watch Dinosaurs. But, you know, it is what it is. Can't win them all. But yeah, I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing to be a part of the revolution.
Sonny, thank you very much. And like I said, yeah, get home safe and we'll see what's next.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.